I feel I was very lucky in my career. I got the government bug early on as a college student when I went to Washington on a field trip, and then I was hired when I graduated in 72. That was kind of at the height of the women's movement, the civil rights movement, and the anti-war demonstrations, and it was a pretty exciting time, and women were really taking over leadership roles. They were being trained to become part of the management structure in government. So there were lots of pioneers right in front of me. My career was not like a pre-planned, I have a 5-year, 10-year plan, career path. I never approached my job that way. It was about letting it evolve, always looking for new opportunities. I understand how government works. I know how to help get things done in government because I've had lots of different seats in the game. I've worked in the legislative branch. I worked in the executive branch. I've worked on the inside and the outside. So you kind of start understanding what it takes to get people to agree to do things. Well, I've always been a swimmer, a runner, a cyclist, a kayaker, a spinner. And part of it was the way to handle the stress of the different jobs I had. It was the end of the administration, and when you work so hard for so long, 8 years of like 80 to 90 hours a week, it takes its toll, and I was ready for a change. And so I took an early retirement, and we moved down to Sanibel. For a long time, just one person, essentially, was out there in the wilderness trying to make our community more bike and pedestrian friendly, Dan Moser. And I was working in Sanibel with the Sanibel Bicycle Club as their liaison to the city, working on a master plan and improving the path system over there. So I got to know Dan. And then, as always, there's a spark. And in our case, the county had come out with a policy that was anti-bike lane. And that galvanized the biking community. And crisis is a terrible thing to waste. And so that was the moment Dan and I realized we really needed to form a group. So I'm one of the founding steering group team members of an organization called Bike Walk Lee. We started identifying other people in the community, a broad array of transportation planners, health advocates, community activists, not primarily cyclists, and adopted the complete streets approach, which is really talking about much larger, building our communities so that they're livable, they're walkable. We start thinking about transportation not as simply a way to move more cars faster, but a way to make our communities better. We've worked on a countywide bike and pedestrian master plan, a countywide safety action plan, and the culmination of a lot of our efforts was illustrated by the Tiger Grant, which is a big federal grant, $10.5 million that the county got this last year that really brought all of those different efforts together. The other thing is we're actually having improvements on the ground. Since we've started, there are 150 miles more of bike and pedestrian facilities on our roads and our sidewalks. We talk a lot about having quality of life and that that's what brings people here and keeps people here, brings jobs here, makes us economically vibrant. But one of the impediments in that quality of life is the fact that we don't have walkable neighborhoods. It's not that safe. And we're trying to use transportation to enhance the quality of life in our community.